540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee police are again stepping up patrols across the city this summer. A statement says Operation Summer Guardian is underway, and police say it's a program aimed at reducing crime while building stronger ties with the community. Officers will be more visible in dozens of neighborhoods identified as higher crime areas using data and community input. School resource officers are also joining the effort this year, with police saying they're working to connect with young people outside the classroom. The program runs through September. A call about loose dogs in Milwaukee ended with an officer injured and two animals shot yesterday afternoon. Investigators say the officer was bitten while attempting to capture one of the dogs near 106th and Bender. Officers then opened fire, hitting both dogs, which were later taken for care. The officer is expected to recover. Neighbors say the dogs had been a problem before police arrived. The Milwaukee man charged in a deadly hospital shooting is being ordered to undergo a competency exam. Officials say there's probable cause that 38-year-old Ronnell Shaw is not competent to stand trial in the March shooting at the Aurora Sinai Medical Center. Prosecutors say Shaw killed 40-year-old Christopher Robinson inside the emergency department and wounded another person. Governor Evers is urging small businesses and nonprofits in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties to apply now for federal disaster loans. It's tied to last summer's storms, and there is a deadline coming up. The loans are meant to help cover bills, payroll, and other costs for groups still struggling after the August 2025 damage. Businesses without physical damage may qualify if they lost income. The deadline to apply is June 11th. You can find a link at sba.gov/disaster. The State Fair is adding a new attraction to mark its 175th year. The 230-foot portable observation wheel will give riders a view from above while featuring a theme tied to U.S. history and national parks. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on the award-winning 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers is formally requesting a federal disaster declaration from President Trump for the damaging storms and floods from April. Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA estimate damages from April's storm at over $27 million. That includes assessments on over 1,000 residential properties and infrastructure damage. Evers is requesting public assistance for people in 19 counties and the Oneida Nation, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs. There's no timeline for a response to the state's request for federal assistance. The State Patrol will be watching drivers from the air this week in several parts of the state. Troopers plan flyovers on highways in Portage, Washera, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Eau Claire, and Door counties. From the air, pilots can spot speeding and aggressive driving more easily, then alert officers on the ground to make stops. The agency says the goal is to prevent dangerous behavior, not just hand out tickets. Officials also note they're announcing the patrols to encourage drivers to slow down and follow the rules. Home prices in Wisconsin are continuing to rise. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the median price of homes increased 6.3% year over year in April, with a typical home costing $340,000. Home sales were still up 7.4% during the same time period due to a slightly lower mortgage rate. Experts say available housing needs to increase 62% to reach a balanced market. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and the Cardinals tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the Brewers and Cards. Game one yesterday was all about the Miz. Jeff Levering.
Struck him out. High heat at 103. First K of the day for Miz.
I mean, he's swinging when the ball's in the glove.
Burleson swings and misses. 103 again.
The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski threw 100 pitches in 7 innings on the way to a 5-1 win against St. Louis. 57 of those pitches over 100 miles per hour, a new major league record. Mizorowski asked, has he been working on his endurance?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, in the offseason, that was the focus. And, I think it came out better on the other side. So, yeah, I do feel stronger, but nothing crazy.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun. I mean, it's always fun to play baseball.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was magnificent. One of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start tonight from Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, we'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, quite a bit cooler, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.